Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Are You Fit? It's a show all about promoting health and instilling togetherness. My name is Michaela, and I'm glad to welcome on somebody who's going to share a little bit more about how you can improve your health. Her name is Miss Linda Moore. Miss Linda, welcome to the show, and if you could, I would love if you could share a little bit about your background with everybody.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you so much for having me on, Michaela. It's my pleasure. Well, my background is pretty extensive in the medical world. I was a critical care nurse for 25 years up in the San Francisco Bay Area. I was trained to do aesthetic work, and I opened up a skincare clinic, a medical skincare clinic, and did that for 10 years. But all the way along, since the very first day I became a nurse, I realized that I did not want to end up sick, and that I was going to do kind of whatever I could to prevent that. And it was long before we even used the words prevention, I think, and I've come to realize that I really did walk the walk of proactive wellness. So that's kind of brings me up to date to what I'm doing now.
Thank you. You know, that is so true about you saying being proactive, because a lot of people are reactive when it comes to their health. And the way I've also been in health and wellness prior to doing the radio shows, 17 years, in fact, 10 years in a hospital, almost 9 years in my practice in alternative medicine, massage, nutrition, you name it. And what I found is on both sides of the fence is you are going to pay for your health no matter what. And so I think people should look at it more like an investment rather than like a chore, or, you know, it's a cost that's not necessary, because we're all in our bodies. This is what takes us around, you know?
Well, and I think what you just said is so, it rings so true. You know, being reactive, of course, in being in critical care for so many years, emergency room, recovery room, ICU, you know, sometimes people just, you know, they don't pay attention until they have to. And, right. You know, if you have a baseline of good health and something does come up, you are ahead of the game. If your baseline health is poor, pretty much you're going to get knocked down, and it's going to be a whole lot more difficult to recover. So, you know, just looking at it from that stance, you know, it's just so important to learn as much as you can and take care of yourself rather than depending on, you know, the medical world to do it for you. They're so geared in one way, and, you know, I can't put it down. I lived it for years. That was my world. And certainly if you get into a car accident and you have trauma, you're not going to go directly to a chiropractor. But, you know, so modern medicine is great when you need it.
Right.
But I really can do a lot of prevention.
I completely agree. I mean, I love the fact that you can go into an emergency room in America and be taken care of, but most of the issues that are affecting Americans are not exactly emergency issues. It's chronic stuff that can be fixed. So I wanted to lead into, with you saying that, what do you feel is probably some of the most important things that people should be focusing on when it comes to their health?
Well, obviously we are what we eat. So we'll start there. Even personal trainers will say, you know, exercise, of course, is important, but even they say 80-20. It's 80% what you put into your body. And so it starts there, and hopefully focusing on, you know, staying away from refined sugars and heading towards, you know, healthier raw, you know, ingredients and foods. It's just going to end up making such a huge difference. And through that, I mean, essentially you'll be decreasing inflammation throughout your body. So, yeah, if you eat well, chances are you are going to be doing well.
That is a huge issue. You know, I hear it being talked about more now about the whole inflammation, that causes so many issues. You didn't really hear about it before, but now they're starting to come out and say a lot of the things are, you know, due to that. And a lot of it is from the food choices that you choose to pick. So I am with you on that. What would you say that you would recommend to help with those issues? I know we were going to come on and talk about how people can help improve their health, but I know that you're with a great company called, is it Asante?
Yes, Asante.
Right. And I figured, you know, maybe you could share a little bit more about what they could do to help with that.
Well, it is a really comprehensive line. There's only three different products, affordable, highly basically organic. So pure is the word I was searching for. The first component is a powder, and it actually is a whole food supplement that has fermented ingredients and probiotics right in it. And when you open it, you need to refrigerate it. So it's fantastic, delicious. I mix it up in my shaker cup in the morning I love it with coconut water. I've gotten spoiled. But there's actually a full complement of food source for the day. So I'm not saying drink this and don't eat well. I'm saying drink this and eat well, and you're definitely ahead of the game. So the next component.
Well, Ms. Linda, I want to stop you there real quick. Okay, so you're talking about, when you said the powder, are you talking about the IKEA product?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's the one I just tried. Yes, and
yeah.
It's delicious. I just want to let everybody know, heads up, I just got this recently from Ms. Linda, and I just tried it today, so I can't, you know, say, she's been on it for a while. She can tell you more about that. I just tried it today, and sometimes it's hard to want to try something because you're like, oh, it's gross. But, you know, I mixed it with just plain water and before I went on my walk, and it was delicious. I actually was like, I'm going to drink it again. My only fear was, you know, you're only supposed to have 2 doses a day, and I was like, okay, it helps with your digestive, so I decided not to take any more. I was like, I'm not sure. But it was really good, so I'm excited to try it with the coconut water as well. There was another thing I wanted to ask you about. You said whole food. I don't know if everybody understands what whole food means. Can you explain that a little bit better?
Well, rather than refined food, processed food, this is whole food. So it's as if you're eating a bunch of spinach rather than, going to McDonald's and having a totally processed bun, hamburger, fake cheese. Sorry, McD, but you know what I'm saying. All processed.
Right.
Yeah. So this is organic, all natural, whole food, no chemicals added, no synthetic substances, no preservatives, absolutely organic. And what it's all about is trying to balance the gut. You know, naturopaths are really big about that, and I've shared this product with several, and they say, gosh, it's so comprehensive. And they're kind of a tough audience to please because they just so believe that we, you know, need more fermented foods in our system, and that's what actually balances the gut and allows your organs to function and your hormones to work. And it's almost like it turns on the good stuff and turns off the bad stuff. And in our country today, we have a real issue with especially refined sugars. So this is really an important product, the IKEA.
Right. And the other thing that I noticed, you know, just even when I was reading the back of the label with all the ingredients and it had all these superfoods in there, why do you think that's so important? And, do you even think that there are truly superfoods out there? And why should we be even considering, why is that important?
Well, the superfoods they consider those the foods that are concentrated. I think they call it dense. So dense with nutrients. If you eat a piece of white bread, there's really no nutritional value. If you eat an organic apple, you're getting carbohydrate, but it's healthy raw carbohydrate and it's dense. So it's nutrient dense.
Awesome. Thank you for answering that. I know you're getting on to the next product, and I'm happy to hear what that is.
Yes, this is called IS2, and it's a tonic that's delicious. And keep in mind that these products were developed by a cardiac surgeon, Dr. Dwight Lendell. He learned 20 years ago, doing over 5,000 heart surgeries, that it really wasn't cholesterol that was the issue. Causing all the heart disease, it was actually inflammation. So he developed this particular product to support the immune system and to also support the inflammatory response. We want some inflammatory response. We just don't want it to overreact. And he makes a point of that, you know, whenever he talks about this. So it's just a synergistic blend of herbs and even spices. I mean, curcumin is in here, and It's just known to decrease inflammation and let your body function as it should. I have a little side story on this. I ran out of my IS-2 last Tuesday, met a friend of mine who has a 2-year-old at home, and Friday morning I woke up with a sore throat, and I thought, nah, you know, I took my little Zicam and went about my business. Well, Saturday morning, full-blown cold. Now, that might be a coincidence, but I got to say, I think if I would have had my IS-2 on board, I would not have had an issue with a cold because my immune system would have been boosted.
I agree. You know, I have to say, coming from doing massage, I use a lot of aromatherapy essential oils. I mean, even though aromatherapy isn't the same as this, it's still using plant-based stuff. And, you know, the essence, the energy of a plant, they've accumulated over hundreds, thousands of years ways to protect their own immune system. So when we are taking the energy in of plants, whatever form it might be, I mean, of course, the rawest, the better, you're just getting all of that. So that's great.
Well, this particular blend, I mean, it has things that we're familiar with, curcumin, like I said, green tea extract, resveratrol, astragalus root, which protects the sort of end caps of our DNA strands. I mean, it's pretty cool. Cinnamon, tart red cherry, prickly pear, elderberry, reishi mushroom. So that is what's in the IS-2. And again, it tastes great. And obviously, I didn't take it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I did get some on Saturday, and I will never run out again.
Well, we talked about this prior. I know we were mentioning something, like you were talking about how people, like, for instance, in India, they use a lot of spices in their cooking, and they have a better rate of, you know, not having diseases and illnesses.
Especially cancer. Their cancer rate is very low in India, and they directly attribute that to their spices. So we could learn something from that, you know?
Right. You know what I wanted to say? I think I know what I just want to make sure everybody else knows what a tonic is. That is something drinkable, right? You're talking about something that you mix and it's a drink?
It's actually already mixed. And I just shake it up, keep it in the fridge, and take an ounce, drink it down first thing in the morning. And that's that. I mean, it couldn't be easier. And
nice.
It's affordable and just an awesome combination.
See, I think that's what people need. It's not that I think people are wanting better. They want to take care of their health. It's just we still live in a really busy society where convenience is still important to us. So I think that's great that you can, this, you know, your guys' products can give what people need, you know, and still do what they need to do with their day. What is the third product that you wanted to mention?
Well, the third product is called Real Weight, and it's R-E-A-L and then a W and the number 8. Very clever. Mm-hmm. This really focuses on helping people with their sugar addiction. I think a lot of people on the call would probably be saying, well, I'm not a sugar addict. You know, I don't drink Coca-Cola all day, and I don't really like sweets. But, you know, the surprising thing is how much sugar is in every processed food. If you look at ketchup, if you look at really anything that's processed at all, and this is really scary. One day I was walking through a very high-end grocery store, won't mention the name, and they were doing the spray thing, you know, on the vegetables and fruits.
Right.
And I thought, it just really makes them look so good. So I was talking to somebody about that, a nutritionist, and she said, can you believe they put sugar in that water?
No.
So when I heard that, I said, oh, my God. So come home, wash it all off. I mean, you know, it's all about selling things. It's about making them look better.
Right.
And, you know, organic. Sometimes, you know, you can pick up an organic apple. It may not look great, but, you know, at least it doesn't have all the insecticides on it and all the chemicals and poisons. But anyway, we're just a society that really wants things to look good. And I think, well, I'd rather my body be healthy. And yes, of course I want to look good and feel good. But, you know, it's what you put in. You know, you're going to pay for it either now or down the road.
Exactly.
So in Real Weight, There's actually five different ingredients that are just so cool. The first one is marine macroalgae extract. Then there's nopal, hope I'm saying that right, nopal cactus, prickly pear. The third is raw organic coffee extract. And because it's such a small amount, they just really want it for the polyphenols, which is so good for you. Doesn't make me hyper at all. And if I take things that have any, like ephedrine for cold, forget it, can't take
right.
it. I'm just sure as can be. The fourth thing is called Phaseolus vulgaris, and that's actually from white kidney beans. And they have
okay.
found that delays digestion and absorption of carbohydrates. So every ingredient has a specific role in helping you, number one, tackle that sugar addiction, and number two, if you need to lose weight, you will. The fifth ingredient is called berberine, and it's from an ancient Chinese herb, and what it does is it was used for years in treatment of diabetes. I didn't even know that, like many, many, many years ago, that there was diabetes, but I guess so, and gastrointestinal infections. So, you know,
wow.
being a critical care nurse, you know, I'm going to go back to that sugar thing, because some people will probably be able to eat whatever they want their whole lives and smoke cigarettes and drink lots of alcohol and not take care of themselves, but that's pretty rare. I'm seeing that if I'm just saying to myself, how many times have I seen a diabetic come into the emergency room, you know, and from head to toe, there's a problem. They've got swollen feet. Maybe an ulcer or two. I know I won't share too much. Their kidneys are starting to fail. Their eyesight starting to fail. Their extremities are really not getting enough circulation. Their heart, you know, is having to work that much harder. They usually are overweight. And it's this whole sequelae of complications that come directly from the diet. Now, we're not talking about type 1 diabetes that you were probably born with and presents
right.
around 7, that's when the pancreas isn't producing enough insulin to break down the sugar. That's a totally different story. We're talking about type 2 diabetes. And I can actually tell you, when I was in school, nursing school, we always said it was adult onset. Well, there was a little guy that came in with his parents to the emergency room where I used to work in San Mateo, California. We all thought he was 7 years old. Turns out he was 3.
Oh.
He was almost 5 feet tall and weighed 115 pounds, and he was 3 years old. He had full-blown diabetes.
You know, you're right. It's an epidemic. It's no longer an adult issue. Like, because of the way that we've brought up the children on all this stuff, it's you're seeing it younger and younger, and it's so sad because it, you know, it could be changed, like you said, with diet and with supplemental things like this to help us, you know, on the right track. So I'm glad you pointed that out.
Well, I just now thought of those two movies, Food Inc. and Super Size, was it? Oh, my gosh.
Super
those
Size
are such
Me? Yes, I love those.
I mean, it just really
Can
brings
you tell
it
everybody?
Home.
Right. Well, in case anybody hasn't seen it, maybe I remember seeing Food Inc., but it's been a while. Maybe you can briefly share a little bit about that. I know what Super Size Me was. That was all about the McDonald's study by that guy, right, where he was on it for a month? Yes, okay.
And all of his lab work just absolutely out of whack. You know, the three doctors that were treating him during that 30-day period, they said, you know, if you don't stop, you could end up hurting yourself. He said, no, I made a commitment, so he stayed with it. I think he gained 30 pounds, but it was more than that. It was his blood work. He just went from great to absolutely diseased. And it took 9 months. It took him 9 months to get that corrected. 1 month to do the damage, 9 months to get it corrected. So I'm always about
that
prevention. I even go there. And
yes,
then
that makes you really think. Go ahead.
Yeah, it really makes you think. And then Food Inc., as I remember, it's been a while, I think that was more about, you know, the insecticides and all the pollutants that they're using in farming today. I think that's really what it was about, and how the animals are grown and how they're treated. And, you know, there were parts of it that were pretty bad. And yeah, I mean, I think there's things we need to know if it's truly out
Yes.
there. I really think we need to pay attention. It's really not being a zealot by any means. It's just looking at how you want to live your life now and age. And I put a quote here that I just heard on Saturday from our chief product officer with the company I'm with, Deanna Latson. She said, "Chronic disease is normal in old age, but it's not natural." So we
Good
have a
one.
choice, and I think that is the whole bottom line here. Whether you do supplementation, you just want to eat really well and exercise, drink plenty of water, great. If you need some help with supplementation, the Asante line is here to help. And I just want everybody to start thinking proactive wellness.
I completely 100% agree that what you just said. You said something like old age, chronic illness is not, what did you say again? Not natural. It's normal, but not natural.
Yes, a chronic disease is
Oh.
normal in old age, but it's not natural. In other words, it doesn't have to happen.
That way. Right. That is so true. The other movie that you made me think of when you said Food Inc. was something called Forks Over Knives. Have you heard of that one?
I haven't seen that. I'd love to.
Yes, that's a really good one. One of my friends put that together, a colleague. But I wanted to go in. What I want to say is the whole other thing, too. I mean, the big number one thing that I also hear besides time and stuff is, again, the whole money issue. But what, I don't know if people realize that in America, the number one bankruptcy is due to medical bills, So again, you got to think about where do you want to put your dollars? Supporting good companies that are helping you, supporting your own self. That's where I think it's at. Miss Linda, I wanted to see if you would let everybody know where they could probably get these products and how they could purchase it from you.
Okay, the website is, of course, www.teamasante, so I'll spell that, TEAM, A-S as in Sam, A-N as in Nancy, TAE, and that's teamasante.com and slash access health, ACCESSHEALTH. So again, it's www.teamasante.com/accesshealth.
Awesome. I was also going to ask you, Miss Linda, if people have questions about the product, is there anybody that they can contact, like if they have more questions about the product or, that's what I wanted to know.
Absolutely. They can call me directly. My cell phone is 650-219-3080. You can also text. And my email address is Linda S, as in Suzanne, Moore, Moore, at yahoo.com. I'm happy to answer questions. If I don't know the answer, I will get the answer for you.
Awesome, that's great. And Miss Linda, it's Linda, right?
It is, yes,
Okay, just
Linda.
want to check. We all have different spellings nowadays, like mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, Miss Linda, do you have any other closing thoughts that you want to share with our audience?
I think we summed it up pretty much that, health and wellness is a choice. And I encourage everybody to take care of the one body they're given. It's life well lived, and we should be proud to walk through life in a healthy, what body that shows everybody in the world that it is possible.
That makes me happy and positive to know as I continue to age that, it is more than possible. It's just a choice. So I thank you very much, Miss Linda, for coming on and sharing what you know with our audience and those great products from Asante. And I just want to let everybody know I too wish you well and just to take care and have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.